The Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
I mentioned I wanted to hear from our listeners, and one of them happens to be one of the co-chairs of the Prison Relocation Commission. Brad Wilson is on the line. And Representative, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Doug. How are you today?
Doing well. Hey, how do things stand right now? And I was not fully aware that this site was being looked at even kind of seriously out with the old Deseret Chemical Depot. So is that just totally off the table?
Well, we have a few issues with that site that will probably make it pretty difficult to make the short list. But yeah, we're still working on a few things out there. We'll see kind of where that ends up. But my suspicion is that it probably won't make the cut.
So where do things stand right now, in your opinion?
Well, with the whole process, I assume that's what your question is.
Sure.
We have the three sites, as you know, one in Utah County, one in Salt Lake County, one in Tooele County. We are out actively looking at a few additional sites that are maybe a little bit further away from the current prison in Draper. And we expect to have a report by the first or second week of February. The Prison Relocation Commission will be meeting, and we'll make a determination at that time whether or not to make any changes to our list. It might mean we'll add a site or two. Possible, not likely, we'll take a site off, but more likely we'll look at maybe adding a site. And then from there, we will go into a pretty intense due diligence process and make a decision sometime in the spring as to what the final location will be.
The absolute decision, will it come from the commission, or will ultimately be it will be a function of the legislature?
That's a good question, Doug. And we're actually going to be making a decision about who makes the decision here in the next few weeks. That'll be a decision that'll probably occur early in the legislative session. There's just kind of a reality that we face, though, and that reality is that the timing of where we're at, it doesn't look like we will have enough information by the end of the legislative session to know with certainty which site is best. And so the legislature may need to give authority to the commission or some other group, but most likely the commission, to make the final decision. Mm-hmm. So what the legislature will do will be appropriate the funding, and then the commission will make the decision where, or could make the decision where. And that might be a good process anyway. That
right.
way you don't see the debate occurring on the House and Senate floor for days at a time on
right.
which site's the best.
Right. Brad, I really do appreciate you calling in. I'm unfortunately out of time. As we get a little closer, let's chat again, and especially if there are to be any sites added to this now very short list. And I really appreciate you participating in the program. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Have a great day, Doug.
Representative Brad Wilson with us at KSL News Radio.